the issue yesterday with the wiretap and the House committee coming out, then the president last night with Tucker Carlson essentially teasing us again about evidence that might come out in the next 2 weeks. Could you shed light on what the president was referring to there?
Well, I don't. Only to the extent that I'll say that the president has been very clear from the get-go, from the time he sent that tweet, that there's information out there regarding activity that occurred, surveillance activity that occurred during the 2016 election, and we've already seen some of this. The point that I would give to your listeners is one of the issues that gets forgotten in the whole discussion about NSA Director Michael Flynn, who left the president. Asked to move on, is the only reason that Michael Flynn's name was ever put in the public domain is because he was part of some degree of surveillance. It is illegal for an American citizen to be surveilled in that way and for their name to be revealed. And so the question is, and that's just one example, and I'm just making the point that there's a lot of stuff that's out there regarding the 2016 election and the surveillance that occurred. The president has been very clear that over time, in the next few weeks, I think more evidence and information will be presented to show exactly what he meant. But one of the things that we want to be clear is that the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees have an obligation and have talked about their desire to get to the bottom of this, and they're beginning that process. The Department of Justice asked for an additional week to get the information together that they were requested by the department to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to get ahead of the investigation and the review that's
but
going
is the,
on.
Is the evidence, but what I'm saying, Sean, is the evidence going to go directly to the quite, you know, it's quite incendiary claim that President Obama himself ordered a wiretap? When, I mean, Nunez was kind of throwing that off yesterday, so there's no evidence of that at all.
Well, I think we have to be clear that the president, you know, is referring to President Obama's administration, and wiretap was in quotes, as you pointed out in the lead up to this. The president's been very clear that, you know, wiretap to most Americans doesn't mean actually as it did back in the 70s and 80s when you would, you know, unscrew the bottom or the top of a rotary phone and insert a device that would then monitor. I mean, that's sort of the days gone by when technologically that's how it occurs. But I think the president was speaking very broadly. That's why it was in quotes about the degree of surveillance that occurred during this.
Did you guys, or did he, as far as you know, make an effort to find out how many individuals inside the government would have access to the unmasked names? Putting a foreign phone number in a database, coming up with various phone numbers in the United States, however it's done, there is a finite number of people who have access to that. Have you asked someone at the Justice Department or the FBI to provide those names or provide that information, which would shed light to the unmasking of Americans' names question?
Yeah, I think that's a great question and one that I think we want the process to play out on.
But you guys could ask for it. That's my point. You guys could ask for
it. I think we could, and I think part of the issue right now, Laura, is that, as you know from your background, that if we get into a series of what we're asking the Justice Department to do or to not do, the first thing the media is going to do is jump all over us and say that we're impeding it or attempting to influence an investigation. So we're very careful about this, which is why the president was clear that he wanted the House and the Senate to look into this situation and not to sort of be accused of manipulating data from the Department of Justice that he could have potentially said, you know, make this happen. I think, you know, as I've noted from the podium a couple times, the press wants it both ways. They want to be able to say, why don't you just go ask the Department of Justice? And then if we ever talk to the Department of Justice, it's, you know, that was inappropriate on another matter because you were attempting to influence something. So it's amazing that we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't.